This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Got a little secret. I think you want to know. Dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Sarah and Vinny Secret Show for Friday, August the 12th, 2022.
Friday.
Alex, of course, here as well. Yesterday, John and I were watching Big Brother, and I don't know how we got on the subject of anal, but... I told him, I go, well, you know, oh no, I think we're talking about Alex. He's like, you know that Alex, he's great. He's like kind of the strong, silent type. And how's he working out and how's that all going and everything? So I'm talking, I go, you know,
Alex, this is you guys on the weekend.
No, this is yesterday, right?
This is John and me sitting last night.
Last night.
I was going to bed. Yeah. So he was just talking about, Alex came up. We're chatting about him. And I go, oh, you know that Alex mostly fucks his wife's ass. And John goes, what? He goes, yeah, mostly that's what they do. And John, like, started rifle-shotting questions at me that I didn't know the answer to any of them. He's like, well, does she have to prepare for that every time? So is she preparing for that every time?
That's a good
question. Then he goes, and so they immediately jump in. He goes in and washes his dick off immediately. I go, I don't know. I didn't ask him. And then he said, you know, this is she afraid that she's not gonna be able to hold her poop anymore if they ream that out too much?
You know,
like all these questions. I'm like, I don't know.
You know what's bad about what you're saying, and I don't. I think it's very funny, and I actually do. You know, I do want an answer to the shitty dick question. But you know, that's a good question. I even want to wash vagina off my cock at the end of a session. And when I was a kid, I would walk around with a sticky dick as long as I could. I didn't want to wash that off at all. And I loved it. But, you know, as you grow up, you're like, okay, let's get us off of me. But the whole pooping thing, like there's an entire gay community that butt fucks regularly.
Yeah.
They're fine. They don't have shit dripping out of their asses.
That we know of. You don't know that.
We know that that's not happening. I mean, how many people? You know, Scott is a bottom.
Do you know if he would tell you if that
shit,
was the?
We're around him. You'd see the shit dripping down his leg. The guy wears shorts.
Maybe he wears panty liners.
Well, ask him then.
I don't want to. I mean, it was just hilarious. I don't even need to know the answers to all these questions, but man, John perked the fuck up. Like,
well, yeah.
Wait, what?
He wants to do more anal. He's into it.
No, he doesn't. Yeah, he's not into it. No, he's not.
He probably is.
He probably
wants to learn the technique.
Yeah, of tricking your wife into that. Yeah, he should.
So Aho, is that after you have had a session with your wife?
I wash it off. Yeah.
Do you wash in the sink or do you go in the shower?
Depends on the situation. I definitely soap it up, though. You know, whatever I do. You know?
But you'll soap your cock up there in the sink if you have to.
Yeah, if I have to, yeah.
Honey, he soaps it in the sink.
Now I'm a little worried that, you know, my wife or brother's going to hear this and be like, we're not brushing our teeth in that sink.
Anymore. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah, well, you need to really hop in the
shower. It's a little weird that you're doing it in the sink like that.
Yeah. It's a little weird. No,
and
it's quick access, I guess. Yeah, just, you know, you're in a rush.
Yeah, we know how the sink works.
Why are you in such a rush? Like to just quickly get the shit off of there?
Well, there's usually nothing that's visible, at least. Nice. I haven't had that issue.
You just want to get the smell off your cock.
Yeah, we just want to make sure it's clean, right?
I mean, there's pieces of cock on
your dick. Even it's when like you said, Vinny, like with just, you know, any kind of situation, we're trying to clean off, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And by
yeah,
we, you mean you and your dick or you and, you and your
yeah, me,
wife?
Yeah, me, my dick, or? And my wife. And yeah, anybody who's
let's
involved in the
situation. Let's clean this
shit up.
Yeah. Right. Got it.
All yeah, exactly. We're all.
You know, the problem with the sink is like, you know, I think most guys know this, and especially maybe tall guys don't have the same problem, but. You know, you kind of have to put your dick on the countertop
yeah,
a little bit.
Yes, yeah, yeah. That right? is it. So now your dick, so
there's
just
a
so
lot
you
of
know,
flashback too. Yeah.
Yeah, 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 I mean, there it all is. Right.
But I clean everything up. Like if I make any, you know, that stuff, I'm always wiping up. You know, I don't want any,
that
you know,
stuff.
Remnants mm-hmm. going on.
Remnants. I hate remnants. Right. Remnants are not good.
How much of the shit soap ends up on your feet and on the bath towel down below you?
Right, yeah, running down your legs.
It is a little bit messy to wash in the sink.
It's messy to wash your dick, and I've done that.
I don't do it
a lot. Unless you lay on the counter and fuck the
sink. That's what I'm saying. I do the shower more, so, like, because of those issues.
Now you say that.
Well, it's not now you say that. It's just I'm just saying, like, I have done that, but it's not my main method, so I don't really, because of those problems.
It's not ideal.
The shower is a lot easier and makes more sense.
Yeah. Right.
I'd say if it's like a quickness thing, but then in the end, it's not quicker because you're having to clean up more stuff.
It's a
mess,
it gets
crazy.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Might as well just take your pants off and hop in the shower.
You might as well. Quick, yeah. Yeah.
Well, I hope your pants are already off since you were just butt fucking your wife.
It could have been a quick one, you know, just turn around and hop in the shower.
You know what?
Walk into the bathroom with your pants.
That's a window into my world. If there's any chance it's happening. Every item of my clothing, including my watch, comes off. Like, I am all naked no matter what.
Funny.
So, I guess I just don't. There's never a time
He's
when
freedom.
You catch me
freedom.
Like
that.
So, for any, like, situation, not just
any situation,
just, wow.
I'm just pulling it all off. I'm not going to be like, well, I'll just get myself through this zipper hole. And I'm just not. No way. Nope.
Mm. Too constraining to have clothes on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and sometimes I need a little grip with my feet. Like, that leverage is important. I can't have socks on.
You're could be slippery,
around.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, I gotta.
Can't have that.
It's hammer time, Sarah. It's hammer time. Hello.
Jackhammer time.
We got a letter here. I haven't pre-read it, but I did pre-read the headline.
What's the headline for this one?
This is the one that you. So Bryn writes a little summary, like what it's about. Mm-hmm. And puts his own little comments in there. So he has titled this one, Mad at Butthole Lovers Seems Like a Real Looser.
What?
Binge listening to The Secret Show, and the topic of ass play is constant these days. I mean, these guys on the show are obsessed. I have a fun homework assignment for them. Vinny, Bryn, and Alex, each one of you needs to get pegged by your partners and report back to us all. It'll be a fun experiment to find out what it likes to be on the receiving end, and perhaps you'll even get some repressed needs met in the process. You and your partners may even stumble into something new for your repertoire. You may say you're not really keen on receiving a dick in your ass. Being keen on the experience isn't really a prerequisite. I can guarantee you your partners are really not keen on receiving one in their asses either. Mm. Although it does seem like Alex's wife is down. Mm-hmm. The only things required in either case is willingness and consent. From there, you will find out whether or not it is something you enjoy. And heads up, if you don't really enjoy it, be prepared. You will still need to be okay with her coming back asking you to do it again because she might really like it. Well, this just goes on and on and
all
on.
Right.
Boy.
Okay.
Hope you get laid up the ass soon, Kay. That's good. Oh, that's funny. What a
if
loser.
If Anita really wanted to do it, I'd probably be like, all right, fine.
Well, really? Oh, you would?
You know, if she
would
really,
you really?
Wanted to, she's not really like, I'm not asking for it or anything, but if she was like, this is the
You'd
one
You'd do it
thing
for her.
I need to do, all right, fine. We'll give it a shot, see where it goes. But she's not asking for that, and neither am I. So there it is. I mean, I'm asking for hers, but. Yeah.
But if she was to ask for it, you'd be like, all right, I'll do it.
Yeah, I'd have some discussion about
what if Christina was really into it, Ben?
She is. I butt fuck her all the time.
What if she was into pegging you? She's not into it, by the way. Guaranteed.
Lucky.
No, that's not true. We have done that, but it's not all the time. Not even close. What if she wanted, so for me, that would be, I absolutely, like Bryn, would be like, if this is a tit for tat thing, then I'll at least see what happens after the first time. It may be the last time I ask for anal if I hate it so much that, getting the my turn is so
it's
awful.
Not worth
that,
the your turn thing.
But
right?
I go back to what we were I kind of bring it up every now and then, but I'm 100 million gay guys can't be wrong. Like there's got to be joy in it for people to be doing it.
And we heard the drumstick story. Like that is fascinating to me. I've actually really actively said, many times to John, like, listen, this is a thing, and you might be missing out on something, and I think you should let me give it a go. Because what if it's amazing? I mean, the thing is, this guy in this Reddit thing or whatever it was we were looking at,
yeah,
he was saying he quickly went from just a bum stick to a stick to the wall dildo that he was happily.
Well, and he also stopped wanting to bone his girlfriend, I think.
Right.
Didn't he say, I didn't even want regular sex anymore. This was now my new thing.
It's like, it was just.
I'll tell you something, Sarah. Hearing you try and talk John into it, I've never had that happen to me. I've never had, the missus go, you know what I really think you'd like? Let me try and do this to you. I would probably go, all right, go ahead. I mean, if she's actually trying to talk me into it,
right,
which seems like what you're doing with John. I don't know why he's resistant.
He doesn't want any part of it. He's like, I don't need it. I don't. Everything's. And it's true. He's very. He's not. He doesn't take forever.
Oh, I know what you do. Tell him Village let you do it.
Oh my God! Yuck. He knows I'm not into it, so it's not like I would have been like, oh, Village, let me. In our one drunken experience together where we woke up, looked at each other, went, oops. we didn't mean to do that. Well, I guess
you guys fell asleep in the same bed and woke up the next morning.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I was wasted. He was wasted. We were at his apartment, and there were even other people at the apartment.
Oh, my God.
We just wound up. Yeah. Well, we were kids. Don't worry about it. It was nothing.
I don't know about that.
To you.
And to Village. We were
on
both
behalf
like
of Village.
We both we looked at each other and said, "Oops." Oh well.
Well, that's he covered up his heartbreak. I mean,
oh my God. Mm-hmm. Stop it.
The one that got away.
No, I'm not the one that got away.
You are.
I bet you there's literally no one. Maybe Whitey. Whitey loved me. I loved Whitey. I didn't love him as much as he loved me though. Oopsie. So, here we go.
Okay.
This is the one from yesterday. I just want to give this its fair shot because we ask for people to send in their bad advice all the time. And when someone does, I don't want Scott Capro to just take a shit on it and then us never to go back to it. So this lady's in her early 40s. Her husband is 7 years older than her. They've been married for what we think might be over 10 years, but it says tenths. We've been married for over tenths. Still love him very much. He gained 30 to 40 pounds since we met. We still have sex, but with the extra weight, I'm just not as attracted to him in bed anymore. Is there a gentle way to tell him that? Sometimes I feel like I'm just going through the motion because I love him. I constantly remind him to lose weight for health reasons. I think you're getting your point across. He works out, but also loves to eat and has a sweet tooth. His ideal weight is under 210, and he's 240, 250. What can I do? Help. Don't say my name. Loyal listener since 2010. So the health thing, I think, is a good place to start. And if he goes for his checkup, I'm sure his doctor's telling him the same thing. But as the, just maybe sit him down and go, listen, I want you to be around for a long time. And we're, as a family, we're going to change our eating habits. And we're going to have salad with hardly any dressing on it and certainly no ranch. And we're going to have, a nice lean piece of protein and, some veggies that aren't doused in butter, and we're going to stop having dessert, and I'm going to pack you a lunch every day, and it's going to be so you're not going to go out and get a bunch of french fries and a burger, and we're going to try to be healthy so that together, because I love you so much, we go well, because this guy's he's around 50, and it starts to pack on at that point. Exercise, eat right.
There is a way to do it, Sarah. You just have the wife do everything.
Well, he's not going to do it, lazy bum.
Well, I actually think Sarah's right. First of all, this is what I would say. You can't tell anyone, husband or wife, I don't like fucking you because you're too fat. You cannot say that. First of all, say goodbye to ever getting fucked again. And I guess the wife's
because they'll
case,
feel so awful about themselves.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's just not the way to do it. But what Sarah just said is exactly right. You don't even have to, you just have to make changes together as a couple and as a family to get healthy. You've got to probably also say, we're taking a walk after dinner. Let's go.
Right.
And do things that are health related, but you can never say to someone, I don't like fucking you anymore because you're fat. You just can't say that. It can't even come into the conversation. You can't even do what I do, which is like, I won't say that. Never mind. And then everyone goes, no, tell us. And then you end up blurting it out. And that is not the way to get what you want from this situation. You will hurt him and he will be bummed about it. Really bummed.
Yeah. So there is that. I mean, it's not an easy solution, but it's one that you're sort of taking ownership of too.
Mm-hmm.
Bryn, any suggestions for these people?
That makes total sense. That was great advice, actually, I think. Become the fitness coach and nutritionist, right?
Well, wake then the thing is...
Get up! Let's go! Let's go! Get up!
Let's go! Get up! Time for calisthenics!
All right, 15 push-ups. Let's go. All right. Count loud.
You know,
Maybe not quite that intense, Bryn, but yes, along those
splash
lines.
Splash some water on his face.
Bryn must be a nightmare.
A little bit.
Oh.
Get up! Let's go. Got to break it off of him.
What about you, Aho? You got anything to say about this?
Yeah, I think it's a tough situation. I feel like he probably knows, you know, some of the stuff already, like Vinny's talking. I don't know if he knows that exact thing, but he probably knows. Because, like, I'm in that kind of a similar situation right now where I kind of know where I like to be at, but I also like
food. Weight-wise?
Yeah, and I'm struggling with that right now, and I know it. And then my wife is awesome about it. She does that. She's kind of like, okay, let's eat healthy, let's, you know, do the diet. Because she hears me talk about it, though. That's one of the things. I talk about it. So she'll be like, okay, she wants to support that. So she'll try to get me to, you know, eat healthy and all that stuff because I've talked about needing help with it. And then I just don't, you know. So I think when you get married.
Because food's so good. Yeah,
food is so good. And I remember when I was dating before, you know, it's like you got to get those Tinder pics going. So, yeah, I was looking lean and mean. You know, but now that I'm married, it's a little harder as well. You know, it's
well, they say a happy relationship shows itself in your belly. You're happy.
Yes, it does.
You go out
and
to
I think that is exactly the point. Is this guy knows that he's gained some weight? He's struggling with. I've gained 10 pounds and I struggle with it. I fucking hate it. It's not how I'm supposed to look, but it's my reality right now, and I have to. And I do give myself a break. Because I have to, because there just ain't no time. There isn't. Mm-hmm. I got to, and I now have competing, how do I put this, goals. The competing goals are, I want to be a good dad too. Yes, I want to look good naked, but I also want to be a good dad. And the two things, sometimes there's not enough time for both. Like sometimes it's just, I got to take my kid to Taekwondo and I can't go for a run today.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
That's just the way it's going to be. You know, I have to do that.
You need to get a set of barbells for your car, and then you can be in the parking lot working out, and all the moms bringing their kids to Taekwondo can enjoy the show.
So I do think he knows.
I've got tickets yet. Hey.
Hi.
Do what you can to help him, but I you cannot say, boy, you're gross.
Yeah. That he'll never get over that. So good luck with your problem. I you know, sorry to do the same one 2 days in a row, but the whole ditch him. Didn't seem like the
get a divorce.
Didn't seem like that. We really did the right thing by we care about our listeners, and we want to, if we do read your thing, we want to actually take a serious moment and address it. All right, listen, you guys, we're done. Have a great weekend. Thank you for listening. Send your emails to
Friday, you motherfucker.
Bryn, BRYN @radioalice.com. We'll see you on Monday.
The end.